From Queensland, Her Majesty and His Royal Highness flew southwestward across the continent to Adelaide, breaking the journey at Broken Hill, where they visited the Flying Doctor base. As the Queen entered the control room with the superintendent, Dr. Bell...
She passes directly underneath a portrait of the late Very Reverend John Flynn, whose widow has just been, a few moments ago, presented to Her Majesty. Dr. Bell has led Her Majesty in front of the first of a series of maps which is hung in this room, a map of Australia which is blank except for the 10 bases operated by the Flying Doctor Service, and also for the lines pointing out here to all points of the compass, to points where receivers are located. Another map, an enlargement of the area of New South Wales and South Australia, covered by this particular base, covers an area of hundreds of square miles. And for those who may not know the vast distances of the outback, we might mention that the area covered by this particular wireless base would cover an area equivalent to that of the Balkan states of Italy and Austria. Her Majesty may perhaps notice such typical Australian outback names as Tibberbarra, Kernamona, and Pandy Pandy. And alongside them, such homesteads as Salisbury Downs and Devon, which by contrast are names that must inevitably remind Her Majesty of her own homeland. Although if the Queen should glance out of the windows as I do now, she would see the red sand leading away to the ancient worn down and eroded hills, with, as I'm speaking, one of those miniature whirlwinds of brick-red dust that spring up from time to time and are known as willy-willies. And Her Majesty could possibly hear the wind singing in the pale green and pink foliage of the apple pines and in the tall wireless masts nearby. The climax of this royal visit to the radio room will come when Her Majesty will hear an aggressive welcome on behalf of the outback women over the Flying Doctor radio network itself. Mrs. W. Mitchell is to read the address, and Mrs. Mitchell has been chosen because the radio at the Mitchell property is one of the most powerful in the outback. The homestead is Mallurina Station, which is a sheep property about 300 miles from Broken Hill on the southern shore of the vast and shallow Lake Eyre in South Australia. And after Mrs. Mitchell's address, Her Majesty will reply to the outback women from Broken Hill.
A few minutes later...
Mrs. BJC and BJC3, Broken Hill, calling on 8HX Mallurina. Hello, 8HX Mallurina. Would you come in, please?
I am speaking from a wireless transceiver 300 miles from Your Majesty at Broken Hill. We have one child. My family is very isolated, our nearest settlement being 35 miles away. However, we would like you to know that the Flying Doctor Service has proved to us one of the greatest benefits of our lives, and that without this great mantle of safety, to use an expression of its founder, the Reverend John Flynn, we mothers would not dare to bring up our families so far from medical help. We bid a very sincere welcome to Your Gracious Majesty and to the Duke. And in reaffirming our solemn duty to the throne, convey to you both our sincere wishes for a happy continuance of your tour and a safe return to your children.
My husband and I send to you who are listening, and indeed to all who live and work in the great outback of Australia, our sincere thanks for the kind words that have just been spoken on your behalf. Many Australians I have met in the United Kingdom and in Australia since I have been here have spoken to me with unstinted admiration of you men, women, and children who have made your homes in the bush. They have told me of your fortitude, your courage, your humour, and your friendliness, and of the magnificent way in which you have overcome the problems of living in this region of vast distances and great loneliness. Now that I have met some of you and seen from the air something of the immense and challenging country in which you live, I know that they were right. My only regret is that my husband and I cannot visit some of you on your stations and in your homesteads. I am especially glad to be able to speak to you from the Flying Doctor base, for I have heard so much of the work of the Flying Doctor Service and of the security and comfort it brings to every part of the outback. I would like to take this opportunity of paying my tribute to its founder, the late Reverend John Flynn, and of expressing my admiration to all those past and present who have contributed to its splendid work. I send you all my best wishes for your health and happiness.